Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening.
You're listening to the man who's received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me, Mr. Humble, at your service, as always. I'm very excited about our good friend Terry Neese being back on the show. Terry Neese is one of my favorite people on the planet. She has accomplished so many things in her life. She has so many credentials, and so many people think so much of her. She's the president and the CEO of the Institute for the Economic Empowerment of Women. And you've heard me talk about this before, and you've heard Terry on the show talking about her work with the women of Rwanda, the women of Afghanistan. When Terry told me about what she was going to be doing, when it was a gleam in her eye way back years ago, you know, I knew her enough to know that this was going to happen. If Terry Neese tells you she's going to go to Mars, either get on the rocket or get out of the way, because you're going to get blasted off or blasted on, one or the other. She'll make it happen. Terry Neese, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Nice introduction. Thank you very much. It's good to hear your voice, and it's been a while.
I know it. I've missed you. I meant every word. You're like me, Terry. There are people who might not bet on us, but they don't bet against us either, do they?
No. If we say we're going to do something, you know, my dad taught me, if you say you're going to do something, you either get it done or you're 6 feet under.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, Terry, okay, as I said, folks, Terry's working with women. Her organization is working with women. The Peace Through Business program, which is just a wonderful, feel-good situation that Terry has turned into reality. Women in Rwanda, in Africa, women in Afghanistan are now running their own businesses. They're being taking leadership positions in those countries because of the empowerment that Terry's organization has given them. Terry, I want you to tell us about that in a little bit, but first, I want you to tell us about your trip to Rwanda recently.
Our trip to Rwanda was really off the chart.
Remind us where Rwanda is.
It's a wonderful small country, landlocked in East Africa, Southeast Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Free market economy. Their President Paul Kagame, is a major free market guy. Very entrepreneurial spirited, and certainly due to the genocide in 1994, and it's 20 years this year since that genocide, they have truly turned that country around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken the women to do it because most of the men were killed during the genocide.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working over there. This is our eighth year.
Mm-hmm.
To work with women in Rwanda, and Jim, I had never traveled over there, so you can work in a country and never been there. I had a lot of people who went for me, but
mm-hmm.
as you know, my husband was extremely ill.
Earl?
And so, yep, Earl was very ill for many years, and I would not leave our country due to that illness. And so I lost him last year. This was my first year to travel to Rwanda. And to really see the fruits of our labor. There were seven of us in our delegation. Oddly enough, you know, there were seven people. No one got ill. No one got into any kind of a tiff. That's probably historical.
Everybody worked and played well with others, huh?
Yeah, we had a great time. I've never seen...
What did you think about Rwanda?
Beautiful country. Beautiful spirit there. Everyone seems to be extremely happy.
I couldn't get over the attitudes of the Rwandan women I met when I worked with you a couple of years ago when I was in Washington when you had your event there that year. I couldn't get over how happy, smiling, just you'd think they had the world by the tail.
Right, and then when you get out into the rural areas of Rwanda and get away from Kigali City,
mm-hmm.
we met all of these people and young children that were constantly smiling and waving at us. And it is a spirit that you just don't feel it unless mm-hmm. you have been there and been on the ground. They want to do for themselves. They want education. They want training.
They want to do business, don't they?
They want to do business, and they want to work in a free market economy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, by the way, we had a 3-hour working meeting with the Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Good.
A 2-hour working meeting with the Minister of Gender. We signed a memorandum of understanding with the mayor of Kigali City and the vice mayor of Kigali City to support peace through business even more.
Great. What a great story, folks. This is, you know, folks, when goods cross borders, armies don't. Frederick Bastiat said that 160 years ago. When goods cross borders, armies don't. And Terry Neese and her organization is doing something to make that happen. In these two countries, at least.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.